Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Mary Kravitz of Simply Get Clients. Mary, it is awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Gresh.
No problem, no problem. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Mary so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Mary Kravitz is a client generation expert, an international speaker who helps entrepreneurs significantly grow their businesses without working nights and weekends. Using her methods, the majority of her clients quickly increase their income 50 to 100%. Clients include the former CFO of Microsoft North America, thought leaders in the coaching industry, and rising stars in a variety of other professions, including doctors, lawyers, consultants, graphic designers, and CPAs. Mary is also an avid roller coaster enthusiast and a kayaking volunteer for a wildlife protection program in Morro Bay. Mary, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am so ready.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, the first question I had is if you can build a little bit more upon your CEO story or in your bio and tell us a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Well, it was not that, you know, smooth sailing, everything was perfect type of story. I definitely grew my CEO legs by discovering entrepreneurship, then going, oh, I don't want to do this. I want to do that. And, you know, along the way, I finally landed on what I'm doing now. It just seems that my brain works this way to organize things and to understand how to speak to people, to, you know, draw them in to become clients. But it didn't start like that. It started where I was just making the mistake that a lot of people do. As I was CEO, I was the dishwasher, I was like everything in my business. And so I was running in every different direction and I got quite sick, actually. I was diagnosed with adrenal exhaustion and it made me do something that probably a lot of people, it takes them longer to do, which is really hone in on the easiest, fastest, simplest, cheapest way to grow their business. And I did it out of crisis. I had about 4 hours of energy a week. So I didn't really have a choice. I either lost my business or I figured it out. And so from there, from that experience, from the crisis, that's where everything else grew from. This is where the client generation system comes from. And from the very early days in my business, through the burnout and after the burnout and up to now, my model has been to hire virtual teams. So I'm still the only employee of my company, but the way that I can stay in my brilliance, my genius, and really be the CEO is I've got a virtual social media team. I've got my admin team. I've got my PR team. I've got these teams. They all work very independently. So we all maintain a high degree of independence and freedom, but we all get to work in what we're brilliant at.
I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and hear a little bit more on like how you help your clients. So I imagine that because you have gone through, you know, that period, you probably have really good insight into what a lot of the clients that you're working with have gone through and how to help them out.
Yes. I know that when I actually have in my story, I had an advantage, which was I didn't have a choice. I had to make money. And so I had the perspective of I was crystal clear that the answer to surviving in the business was to get clients. And what I find is a lot of my clients, they don't have that advantage. And so they're not as quickly able to focus in on the fact that what they need to do is generate clients. It doesn't matter if you're in the phase of like you just opened the doors to your business or you're looking to scale your business. The one system that absolutely has to be streamlined and consistent and predictable is your client generation system. And the problem is people tend to do it like piecemeal, like, oh, I'm going to learn how to speak to sell and I'm going to get an online marketing funnel and I'm going to do a little blogging. It's all like, bleh. It's all messy. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the only way for a system to work is if each piece like fits into the next and they all work together. So if you work in one area, all the other ones are benefiting. So it's like you're getting compounding results. And the good news is that it's not like a one size fits all. I don't like say, oh, you have to do speaking or you have to do referrals or you have to do anything. It's really providing the structure to bring your brilliance, your understanding of your ideal client, how you like to work, your strengths, and creating a system that is unique to you and still consistent. So it's not about cookie cutter. The people who drive me crazy are the online marketers who are like, everybody's doing this and this works for everybody. I'm like, no, it doesn't. You're literally lying.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of simplifying it, giving people a simple structure instead of driving people in 20 different directions, simplifying it down to the essential, what I think of as the 6 essential elements of client generation, and then bringing your brilliance, applying it to the system, and then implementing.
Okay, perfect. I've been listening very well. So I truly appreciate that. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is something that you feel like kind of distinguishes you. Some people even call it their superpower, but it's something that you feel about you or your business that makes you unique and kind of sets you apart from the pack.
I think I've already kind of alluded to it, and that is that there's not a cookie cutter system. Really being able to support people to find their way. A client hired me recently. She heard me speak a couple of years ago for a group. And the thing that stayed with her for those 2 years while she was getting positioned to be ready to hire me, I guess, was she said, you gave me permission to not do things that felt wrong. I didn't feel like all these experts and gurus out there saying, you got to do this and you got to do this. And Mary, you allowed me to trust my gut and still have to apply a system, but bring forward the things that I have the most talent in, I have the most interest in, the things I frankly enjoy doing. And I don't hear a lot of that, but that's really, if you want to look at what successful people do, that's what it is. They play to their strengths. They focus on the areas of least resistance and most opportunity. So there's 2 pieces. One is that, it's not a cookie cutter. I give a structure, but not a tactical system that you have to plug in and try to fit into square peg into a round hole, maybe. But the other piece is like when I work with my clients and they're throwing 17 different things at me, I can very clearly see the 3 things that are going to move you forward the fastest and say, okay, let's take away those other 14. We're going to put them on a shelf. They're lovely and I'm sure they're precious, but they're not going to get done and nothing's going to get done. And I can see the top 3 things that are getting them to their goal fastest. And when I see a lot of coaches, and I'm not technically a coach, but what I see a lot of coaches do is they teach people how to move forward from the inside out. Like you do all this personal work, you dig into your childhood relationship with money, and then you start to see different results. Well, I have an outside in approach, and that is we take your top most effective, exciting, fun ways of growing your business. And then we break it down into the actions that are so simple, so suited to who you are, so accurately speaking and to drawing into your ideal client, they're so simple and clear that you can't help but move forward. And then you'll start to see outward results that are different. And then you start inwardly to believe them because you see your outside world changing.
Exactly. And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app or a book or a habit that you have, or it might be something you already alluded to, but something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
Well, the first thing, of course, is my team. Just making sure to rely on my team. For me, the thing is always looking at what's that next level. No one else is going to do that. So this isn't so much of a hack, but it's more of like the mindset. What is the thing that to move myself forward, I always have to be the person seeing the bigger vision. Okay, so this is a little thing, but I keep my goal in front of me all the time. It's right. I'm like looking at it literally right now, but it's not this year's goal. It's like the next big goal. So nothing else. The increments don't really exist for me. I mean, I know what they are. I know what my income increments are, but only having that number in mind because I read all kinds of personal development books. And one of the things it says is you can't focus a lot on the how. And this was something I was very resistant to, by the way, because I'm very like, here are the steps you have to know. But the thing is to get to things you haven't done before, you have to do things you don't even know to do yet. So by putting the goal, and I honestly, I have no idea how I'm going to get there. I know how I get to the next increment, but to get to the big goal, I don't know how. And I have to be focusing on the goal that I don't know how to get to yet, so that my brain is working for me to pull me into those solutions that I don't know yet. Otherwise, I will never find them.
I love that CEO hack. And it's something that you kind of forget, that when you have these really high goals and you're trying to figure out, like, how the heck am I going to make that happen? But in reality, you start to become the person that you need to be and start to take the actions that you need to take in order to be that. So it may not be top of mind of exactly how you can do it, but once you start to be and set it out and put in, you're in alignment with it, then you start to manifest and become that person that you need to be to do that. So I love
that. And I will tell you, and you probably know this, is that it's not a linear process. I mean, this, I had a spectacular fail. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like spend $10,000 and get nothing type of fail. But I don't have any doubt that it was exactly what I needed. I needed to know that that was the wrong path. And I kept thinking it was the right path. For 5 years, I thought it was the right path. And finally, I was able to invest in it. And it was the wrong path, but I would not have believed it. I would not have taken my energy fully back from it. I would not have sought out what's the better path had I not had that universal 2x4, that $10,000 2x4 across the back of the head to get me back on track.
Yeah, it's unfortunately sometimes how life goes, where you have to get the lesson first, and within you pick up the lesson that you get. You have to experience the feeling first, then you get the lesson. So sometimes you have to have that. It's like you have to understand, in order to understand good, you have to experience bad. So you have to go through those difficult times in order to know exactly where you want to go. So I think that's a great CEO hack, and I appreciate you for sharing that with us. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this might be something that you've already mentioned or that you tell the clients that you work with, but it's something that might be a word of wisdom or piece of advice you might have for entrepreneurs and business owners.
This might sound very counterintuitive, but you can't negotiate with time. You just can't negotiate with time. The biggest mistake I see business owners make is they think that someday they will have a superpower to transcend time. And so their to-do lists are overloaded. Most of my clients, my higher level clients who I work one-on-one with, the first thing I do is, well, I do an evaluation and assessment, of course, but I look at what they have on their plate, what they want to do. And majority of the time, I say the first thing we do is we have to reduce your workload, because it's not possible. You can't set yourself up for failure on a daily basis and expect to win long term. It just doesn't work that way. So whether it's better planning, whether it's more delegation, whether it's overwhelm becomes a habit. And if you are constantly overwhelmed, if you get out of it, you will snap back to it. I watch it over and over and over again. So keeping it's such a simple thing. Keep your to-do lists realistic.
That's huge. And I think especially for most entrepreneurs and business owners, definitely high achieving people that want to conquer the world and take over the world. And sometimes those to-do lists do get rather lengthy. So making sure that you make it sure it's manageable. So again, like we talked about before, you have those wins that you can continue to build that momentum.
Yes. You've got to feel a sense of accomplishment. You can't carry over lists day after day after day after day and feel like you're moving forward, because those feelings, I mean, you have to align with the feeling of success. And I'm reminding myself of all of these things as I'm sitting here. So for people who take their eye off the ball and everything, it's a constant reset. It's a constant coming back to it and coming back to it and coming back to it.
Yeah. Just like any muscle or any exercise, you have to keep doing it, and then it starts to become a habit. So definitely, I love that. So Mary, I truly appreciate your time. And now I want to ask you for my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this podcast. And I know you have a team that you're managing as well. So I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being CEO means that I'm going to take October 24th off to go ride roller coasters. It means that freedom to not have to be the person that's always, always working. Like, the wheels don't fall off because I don't show up. It's freedom.
I love it. And you kind of lose perspective of that when you start to build the business, and you start to work in the business, that you're doing so much that you can't get away, but you need to make sure that your cup is filled. So we all have our thing, whatever we need to do to fill up our cup so that we can be even more present, so that we can look for the vision, look and see like how we want the business to go. Well, I truly appreciate your time again. And what I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know and how best people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I have two resources for you that are really fantastic. One is my website. I have So it needs a little facelift, but there's a ton of, there's a ton of resources there. There's my blog, there's free and almost free page. It's got a lot of other things. It's got tools, curated tools. So you can go there if you want to, if you like to dig, if you like kind of the straight shot, little education on how to simplify your client generation. Best place to go is moreclientslessmarketing.com, moreclientslessmarketing.com. That has a short video where I kind of introduce what you're going to get. So you see if you want it. If you want it, you just scoot over to the other page, and there's a webinar about how to simplify and systematize your client generation, just making it really simple, some education, a lot of value. It's not just fluffy. It's not theory. This stuff works for my clients and for me. So you can get a good knowledge of what it is that we do. So more clients, less marketing. That's the real streamlined approach. You can go to simplygetclients.com if you want to look at the expanded view of what we do.
Awesome. 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 And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes. But Mary, I truly appreciate you for everything that you're doing. This was an awesome chat that we had, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thanks, Crash. I appreciate it. You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. IMCEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.